Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with conductor Stefan Denev when he was in town to conduct Beethoven's Seventh Symphony with the Philadelphia Orchestra, where he's principal guest conductor. We talked about the power of the symphony, how it taps into something deep within us, and how people have been trying to explain it for centuries.
Well, this symphony is fascinating because the whole 19th century try to explain it and put even story on it. I mean, there was a concert in Paris with a very famous conductor, Jules Padeloup, in the 19th century, who actually gave to the audience a programmatic paper with all what happened, and he called the symphony Noces Villageoises, you know, wedding in the countryside, and it's very funny. Then later Wagner spoke about the apotheosis of dance and tried to explain that this was actually linked to dance. And it's strange that this symphony always was provoking thoughts to try to make a program. And actually, I think it's an incredible construction of life. And I think what is to be taken in the Seventh Symphony is humanism values, that it speaks about, you know, all the virtues, I think, of man and all the hopes and the battle and the success and the failures and the, you know, sadness, grief, and then indeed incredible exhilarating joy. And so for me, it's just a symphony of extreme emotions that are necessary for being alive.
And do you know why the second movement in particular seems to affect people, and it was popular and asked to be played just by itself for many years?
I mean, the whole symphony is a masterwork, but it's true that the second movement is really something extremely unique. You know, it starts, by the way, with this amazing A minor chord, okay, and then suddenly what you hear is not the theme, but the counter theme. You know, you hear pom 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 pom, and it's quite extraordinary that he was able to captivate so much with something which is not yet really a melody, and it's kind of an accompaniment, slightly with some little melodic aspect, but it's really a kind of accompaniment. But then finally, when the theme arrives, it's fabulous because it has this element of nostalgia. It's long, you know, and it's really, you have the feeling that the soul is speaking, and you have direct access to the heart of Beethoven. And it's I think that's what's happening, is that it's so true. This music is so true that it becomes universal. And that's why I think this music is maybe like some Mozart piece, the music that we can offer to anybody who never heard classical music, because this music has a direct access to the heart.
This particular symphony and this particular movement, on a personal level, always moves me greatly.
I'd like to add something interesting, is that, you know, the rhythm that you hear, the whole second movement, which is long, short, short, long, 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 short, short, long, long. If you analyze it in a Greek way, you know, the Greek just put names for all the kind of basic rhythm. So if you have long, short, short, it's actually called a dactyle. And this dactyle actually is kind of something with hope. It goes forward, tim, tam, tam. It appeals to life. And then the two long notes, ti, ti, is actually called a sponde, and it means actually a rhythm which is quite funeral, which is quite dying and sad. And so basically, as you see in two bars, adding those two rhythms together and obsessively repeating them, you have a kind of life. You have really this going, you know, to grow and moving forward and dying at the end. And so once again, I think that there is something subliminal that makes that even this simple rhythm that we hear all the time, tim, tom, 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 symbolize the full life.
So it's not just his melodies, it's his rhythm, it's his tempos, it's all of it together.
It's mysterious, you know, it's all of it together for sure. And you know that Beethoven worked so hard, and he made so many sketches. And what is fabulous is he worked so hard for something that seems to be perfect and seems to have always existed. And I found that really, you know, it seems that he carved so many stones for finally finding something which was already in the stone. And I found that really miraculous.
Thank you so much, Stefan Denev, principal guest conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
It is my great pleasure and a privilege to make music with those fabulous musicians. Thank you very much. Enjoy it.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.